Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Friday afternoon, September the 1st, 2006. Dr. William Null is the speaker of this service, teaching on Called to War. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, he's given that to an individual, and that is given, that right to bind is given to an individual in the area of his authority where God has called you. You know, you are the ambassador to the Iran. You ain't got no business over in Iraq or down in South America someplace trying to claim your authority as the ambassador. You're supposed to stay where God sent you in the area. Now, what is that area? That's your personal life, your family, your children, your grandchildren. You can extend it out over to and claim your brothers and your sisters and their children. Okay, if you happen to be a pastor, your flock. If you happen to be an employer, your employees. I can show you all this in Scripture, but I don't have 2 hours. Another 2 hours, I've run out of time now. It's already, I've been talking 2 hours, almost an hour and a half. And I need to wind up. But let's look at the next slide. Now, Matthew 18:15 applies to the church or the body of believers. Now, we're going to read a little bit before it so you get the context. More of your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. But if he hears you, you've gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, take with you one or two witnesses, for by the mouths of three witnesses let every word be established. That's the Old Testament. And if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses to hear even the church, let him be to you like a heathen or a tax collector. Surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth, that is you is plural, ye, whatever ye bind on earth, I say to ye, whatever ye bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Next slide. And again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered or called together in my name, I am there in the midst. Now you see, that two of you agree. That word agree is symphonized. It means spiritual harmony. It's not a mental agreement. You know, the brother calls up and says, hey, I want you to agree with me that I can have enough money to make a down payment. Oh, I agree with you, brother. Yep, you got the money. That is not what he's talking about. And some of the other gross misapplications I've seen on religious television. It means that when you come together, or call together by the Holy Spirit, and you come into spiritual harmony. That's the reason this morning I said it's so important for you to stay with me. It's not a spectator sport to stay in the Spirit, stay with me and pray for each individual. There's enough spiritual power in this place to move things. But you need to stay in the Spirit. And for He's there in the midst of you and He'll do whatever you ask Him to if you ask it in the Spirit with Him. It says that, you know, I told you in 1 John, it says, when you pray according to the will of God, you know He hears you, and you know that you're, and if He hears you, you'll have what you ask for. Okay. That's the last slide. Binding means to tie up with chains. What does loosening mean? Loose means to untie or to destroy. You know, in 1 John it said, for this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil. That's loosed. Loose you. Now, as I understand it, that means that when you break this curse here and bind that demon and break that curse, the records in the second heaven, where the enemy has recorded all your sins and all his legal grounds to harass you or destroy it. That's what it means. And you are binding them, those entities, those principalities in the second heavens up there that are directing this warfare against you. You are binding them so they can't act against you on these grounds. And you are loosening yourself from them. You are destroying those records, those legal rights. And they can't touch you in that area again. That's what it means. That's the way I understand it. You bind the demon, and they are hauled off to the pit. I don't believe they come back. I believe that once you bind them, they're bound. I don't believe God turns them loose, let them come back and harass you again. That verse in Matthew 12, there is nothing in that verse to make you believe. It says when a spirit departs and walks through dry places and finding no rest, says, I will return to my house. There's no indication in that verse that that spirit was bound by a believer. Now, Jesus had bound the spirits 12 verses prior. Now, in Luke, different. It does follow the spirit of taking away their armor and by the finger of God casting out spirits. But there are some other nuances in the Greek that I don't want to go into now. But I don't believe that the spirits come back. Some people say they do. I'm not going to argue with them. God has not spoken to me himself and said, and scripture is not, you interpret it, and some people will take the same verse and give you a different interpretation. But the main thing is that if you don't open yourself, he can't come back and torment you. Once you take on his armor, and you bind him and you cast him out, if you don't open yourself, now he can come sit on your bed and say, I'm coming in, back in. You say, oh, no, you not. I'm free of you. He can't come in. But he's a liar, and he'll try to bluff his way in the name of Jesus. I have here, before we start praying, this is a 30-page thing on the gap theory and on the conflict, talking about Satan and so forth. It cost me $1.25. It costs 4 cents a page to be duplicated. If anybody wants one, you can fill out its verses, and you can fill them out and write them down. There's spaces for you to fill them out and write them down. You know, it's said that you will, and it has all the verses at Ho, Tohu, and Bohu, and a number of other stuff. It's a lesson I wrote years ago that I never published. I guess maybe someday I might get around to it. God just wouldn't let me do it. But if you want one, give her $1 and she'll give you one. It cost me $1.25, but if you put $1 in it, she will probably do something with it. A lot of people don't, they'll take it, but they'll take it home and they'll put it on the shelf and they won't ever do anything. But if you invest money in it, most of the time it means you're going to do something with it. Personally, I'd give it to you myself. I don't care. But I think there are 30 of them back then. Everybody stand up now and, you know, and get your blood circulating. Let's praise God a little bit. And now we're going to pray. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify. It's been a long day. I'm sorry I took so long. I hope you will forgive me. Praise you and bless you and glorify. Everybody jump up and down and get your blood moving now, folks, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your kindness to us, Lord. Oh, God, pour your spirit out. Pour out your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now, people, how many, for those who've never been in a mass deliverance service, let me tell you that the word for spirit in both the Hebrew and the Greek means air or breath. Spirits are breath or air, and they come out of the breathing passages. And it says that believers shall expel or cast out or expel demons. And what that means is that you will expel them out. You take a deep breath and push them out. You got a chest full of smoke and you want to get rid of it. It's a contraction of the muscles and a blowing out. And that's where you expel demons. Sometimes they come out as a cough, a yawn. Sometimes they'll come out sometimes you'll vomit. Now, I'm not encouraging manifestations, but I say this. If one comes, don't choke it down. You're holding your demon in. Just let it go. You're worried about your dignity? Don't worry about your dignity. You get your dignity back. If you got to choose between your dignity and your demons, let the demons go. You can get your dignity back. Nobody else worried about you. They're worried about their own demons. They're not watching you. They just want to get rid of theirs. In the name of Jesus. I tell you, when I first came here and they called out my demons, I sat here 3 days. Nothing happened, you know, and I got up and complained. And he said, well, maybe today will be your day. And so he got up, he had me, he said, I got a list of demons. Here, God gave me a call. It's my list. He called out that first one. He threw me out of that chair in that second row right there, and I fell out and I vomited on the floor. And I tried to get up, and he called up the next one. I rolled in my vomitus and vomited again. And then this young man came over and stood about 3 feet away and prayed for me. And I was covered up with vomitus all over. But I'm going to tell you something, I got free. I was so happy, I just jumping and shouting, covered with vomiting. Went out and took a shower, I put on fresh clothes, never thought anything about it. I was just glad to get free. Praise your Lord. So, I don't encourage manifestations. We don't encourage manifestations. Some folks say you don't get delivered unless you have a manifestation. That's not, I have not found that to be true. But if one comes, let it go. Don't pray in tongues. There'll be time to pray in tongues after deliverance. But if you're praying in tongues, they will not come out over tongues. If you're praying and praising God and thanking God, sitting there and praying, the demons ain't going to come out over that. What you do is you listen to what the prayers say and agree with them and push it out. Take a deep breath and let it go. Breathe it out in the name of Jesus. And let what happens happen in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Now, the first thing we do, we're going to have an affirmation of the gospel. Say, Dear Lord,
I believe
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
He died on the cross for my sin.
He was manifested in the flesh.
He lived a perfect sinless life.
He was crucified on the cross for me.
Shed His blood for me.
Raised from the dead on the third day.
Ascended into heaven.
Sits on the right hand of God the Father.
Ever to make intercession for me.
God is my Father.
Jesus Christ is my big brother.
I am a member of the family of God.
I have been redeemed
by the blood of Jesus Christ.
All my sins are forgiven.
And I have been made accepted
in the Beloved.
Ephesians 1, 6 and 7.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I rebuke the devil.
I repent of all the sins of my ancestors.
And my sin.
I forgive anyone
that's ever hurt me.
Abused me or used me.
I ask you to bless them, Lord.
I forgive myself, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus,
I break any curses
spoken by me
or any other source.
In the name of Jesus.
For Jesus was made a curse for me
that I might be delivered
from the curse of the law.
Lord Jesus,
I confess all my sexual sin.
I confess the sin of the occult.
Any sin of the occult that's come through my family line,
or my sin,
that you're looking at horoscopes,
playing with the Ouija board,
going to the fortune teller,
going to the card layer,
the tea leaf reader,
all ESP,
all clairvoyance,
all precognition,
all second sight.
I rebuke them.
I bind them.
I break the curse of them.
I declare myself free
and my children forever.
In the name of Jesus,
I bind all these things,
and I cast them out,
and I command them to leave me now, in Jesus' mighty name.
Everybody take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Just let them go in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus, let them go. Everybody have a seat now. I want everybody to keep both feet on the floor. Remember when you were a little child, you said if you crossed your fingers, you didn't have to tell truth. Remember that? Well, the devil looked at you, got your feet crossed, and he said, well, she don't mean that. She got her feet crossed.
But he's a legalist. I mean, he'll look at any legal, any kind of trick to stay. He's like a crooked lawyer, man. He'll do anything to stay there. He wants to stay.
Now, in the name of Jesus, I break the curse of rejection. In the name of Jesus, I bind rejection by father, rejection by mother, rejection by friends, rejection by spiritual authority, by pastors,
in the name of Jesus. By a husband, by children, I break all the spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus. Rejection, I bind you. I speak to fear now. I speak to all the Hittite spirits. All the Hittite spirits of fear, I bind you. Oh, come on out. Fear of rejection now. Fear of not being good enough. Come on out. I bind that spirit of rejection, spirit of fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough. Come out. Fear, fear. I bind all fear. God didn't give them a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I break the spirit. I speak to grasshopper spirits. Grasshopper spirits. Come out. Self-rejection. Come out. Come out. Fear. Fear. Going back into bondage from fear. Rejection. Self-rejection. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't like who I am. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. All idolatry now. Idolatry. Come out. Love of the world. Lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Come out. Come out. Come out. Love of the world. Come out. All the adultery spirits, adulterers and adulteresses. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. You turn God's people loose. You have no right to God's people. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restoration in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of idolatry now. Come out. Come out. Idolatry. Vain imaginations. Come out. Come out. Daydreaming. Vain imaginations. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All vain imaginations. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All daydreaming. All idolatry. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. I bind the spirit of perverseness. Perverse spirits. Come out. Argumentation, debate, rebellion. Come out. All perverse spirits, perverse sexual spirits, I bind you and I break your power. All spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism, come out. All spirits of all genital sex, all dysfunctional sex spirits, I bind you. All impotent spirits, come out. All ED spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All neurosis spirits, come out. I bind you and I break your power. Command you to go. Anorexia spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All dysfunctional spirits, out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I break their power in Jesus' mighty name. All spirits of depression, come out. Come out. Anxiety in the heart breeds heaviness. Come out. Heavy spirits, spirits of heaviness, depression, come out. All spirits of depression, come out. Chemical imbalances, come out. All the curses spoken over them from physicians for chemical imbalances. Come out. All chemical imbalances. Come out, chemical imbalances. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out. We bind you and we break your power in the name of Jesus. Patty. Patty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break your power. Let her go. Let them go. All you depression spirits. All you spirits of depression, heaviness. Come out. Come out, all you spirits of mind control. Come out. All you spirits of, in the name of Jesus, come out. Come out. All you spirits of mind control. Come out. All you spirits of loss of memory. Come out. Of inattentiveness. Come out. Of lassitude. Come out. Of sleepiness. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of agitation. Come out. All you depression spirits. Come out. Death, suicide spirits. Death spirits. I bind suicide and death. I break the power of suicide. Come out, suicide. Death spirits, death wishes. Come out, death spirits. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. You let God's people go. Go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of perfectionism, come out. Spirits of perfectionism, come out. Everything in its place and a place for everything. Come out, perfectionism. I bind perfectionism in the name of Jesus. Get it right. I'm going to check it right. I'm going to check their work. I'm going to make sure they're right. They're not going to make a mistake in the name of Jesus. I'm going to correct them. I'm going to give them spiritual correction. I'm going to give them corrective, constructive criticism in the name of Jesus. All spirits of constructive criticism, come out. Come out. All nitpicking spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. All nitpicking spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. You come out of God's people. We bind you and we break your power and command you to go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus.
All spirits of pride being lifted up, anger and stubbornness. All spirits of pride, pride spirits, come out. All spirits of rebellion, rebellious spirits, come out. All Antichrist spirits, all Jezebel spirits, all Antichrist spirits, all rebellious spirits, come out. Stiff-necked spirits, spirits of stiff-neckedness, of stubbornness, stubborn spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. I'm not going to work. I'm going to do it my way. Come out. All that I'm going to do it my way, spirits. My way, highway, either my way or the highway. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. All the spirits, I'm right, he's wrong. All spirits, incorrectible spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out. All spirits of uncorrectness, all stubborn spirits. All legalism, iron legalism. Come out. Iron legalism, I break your power. Jezebel, I speak to you. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. All you Jezebel spirits, come out of those, come out of the men in the name of Jesus. I'm right. I'm right. I'm always right. Why can't they see it? Why can't they see I'm right? Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go. 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 I'm going to take a deep breath and let Jezebel go in the name of Jesus. Let Jezebel go. Celebi, come out in the name of Jesus. Celebi. Diana, come out. Diana, Celebi, Astra, come out. Come out. Tuka, Tika, come out. Come out. Ozenus, come out. Iris, come out. Celebi, come out. Semiraris, come out. I bind all of you. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of abortion in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse of abortion that came down through the family line. I break the curse of abortion. Come out. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. I break the curse of the bastard that came down through the family line. They won't let them associate with people. It keeps them separated. Come out. Come out. Won't let them enter into the congregation. Makes them fearful. Fearful. Come out. Come out. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of yoga in the name of Jesus. Yoga. I bind the spirits of martial arts. Come out. Yoga. Martial arts. Transcendental meditation. I speak to Kali. I speak to Zenai. I speak to Verdi. I bind you in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come out. Tekai. Come out. All you martial arts spirits in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power. All yoga spirits. I come against the spirits of yoga, not Lamas. I come against Lamas now. The yoga spirits of Lamas. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. All Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga. Come out. Kundalini. Kundalini. Silva. I bind you and I break your power, Silva. Savanna. I'm speaking to you, Savanna. I bind you and I break your power. You turn God's people loose. Come out, Savannah. Somebody take a deep breath and let Savannah go. Let her go. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. Savannah. Come out. Kanilima. Bind you. I break your power. You can't torment God's people anymore. Turn her loose. Come up out of there in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Now loose the hornets from heaven to come after you. I break the power of idolatry now in the name of Jesus. I break the power of whoredom. I break the curse of whoredom over him in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoredom, wine, and new wine, take away the soul and save the soul. Turn them loose. I speak healing to them now. I break the curse of learning disabilities, of dyslexia, of learning disabilities in the name of Jesus Christ, of memory loss. I bind it and I break its power and I speak restoration to the soul. Come out, bondage to drugs. Come out, wine-bibbing spirits. Gluttony spirits. Bondage to gluttony. Bondage to wine. Bondage to drugs. Come out. Marijuana spirits. Cocaine spirits. Sleeping pill spirits. Come out. Come out. All you isometric spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, all you mind-binding spirits, psychometric spirits, we bind you and we break your power. Turn God's people loose. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind you and we break your power. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody take a deep breath now. Let them go. Come on out. Let them go. Turn them loose. Don't you bind them. Don't you touch them.
I bind and I break the power of the deaf and dumb spirits in the name of Jesus. Now I come against the infirmity spirits. I bind and break. I pull out the root of bitterness. I pull out the root of bitterness. I pull out the knife of betrayal. And I pull out the bitterness. And I say, be gone, bitterness. Be gone, you defiling spirit. And I come against the spirits of diabetes now in the name of Jesus. And arthritis. Turn them loose. Come out, diabetes. Come out, gluttony, diabetes, arthritis. Come out. Come out, arthritis. Turn them loose. Turn your hips loose. Turn your backs loose. Come out. Come out. All you serpentine devils, be gone. I bind you and I break your power and command you to go. All spirits of repressed anger and rage, come out. All that anger and rage, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Anger, rage, come out. In the name of Jesus. Unforgiveness, come out. I break its power. In the name of Jesus. And I praise you and bless you and glorify you. Lord, I just ask for a spirit of miracles. Everybody hold up their hands now. Lord, just let your spirit come down. Lord, I ask for a spirit of miracles now, Lord God, just to touch your people. It flow into them, Lord. Let your spirit flow into them now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just wait a minute now. Don't be in a hurry. Let your spirit flow, river. Flow, river. Oh, God, let your spirit flow down upon your people now. More of your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let them hear the angels sing, Lord God. Touch them now, Lord God, with your healing grace. For it's not by might nor power, but by my spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. And Zerubbabel shall say to this mountain, grace, grace, and shall become a flat plain. So I say, grace, grace to this mountain now in the name of Jesus. Grace, let it become a flat plain, Lord God. Touch them, Lord. You know what the mountains are. And I speak to that tree now, and I say, ye be plucked up and planted in the ocean. I speak it into existence. And I speak to those spirits, and I say, be gone now. And those diseases, I say, be healed. I say, be healed in the name of Jesus. The healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let your healing grace flow, Lord. Flow, river. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Oh, God. Praise your name. You can all stand up now. Praise you, Lord God. Just stand up. Hold your hands up and just stand up now and praise God. Let your grace flow down, Lord. Flow, river. Flow, river. Hallelujah. Just touch the hearts, Lord God. Just touch the hearts, Lord. Lord, I just bind fear. It says, in the latter days, men's hearts shall fail from fear. I bind fear. And I speak health and wholeness to hearts now. Oh, God, touch your people, Lord God. I speak healing to their mind, restorations, Lord God. For this is the year of restoration. Restoration, Lord, restoration. Thank you, Lord God. And all God's folks said, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.